Psalm 61, for the director of music with stringed instruments of David. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my cries. You, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Point your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, please keep that page open. We'll be thinking about that together. What should we ask from God if we believe in Jesus? What sort of things can we pray? What is God likely to give us? Often people make false promises on behalf of God. They make promises that we'll get certain things if only we pray with enough faith or pray in the right way. Well, the Bible gives us guidance on this. Psalm 61 is a prayer. See there in verse 1, hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. But it's also a song, which is why it says it's for stringed instruments and for the director of music. So it's meant to be sung. It's by a king, by King David. But although he's king, life doesn't seem successful for David. He feels far from God and he feels weak. So a couple of struggling expressions there. From a faraway land, I call to you for help. I feel so weak and helpless. When I'm far from anywhere, down to my last gasp. And he prays to be led towards a rock. Verse 2, from the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. A rock that's higher am I. That will give me more safety than I have on my own. On a high rock I can see far. You know, sometimes I'll go up here, not so much so I can see you, but so you can see me. But a person who's in danger, they'll go up high. They can see for far and they feel safe. Safe from enemies. But he can't get there himself. And so he says, lead me to the rock. Please take me there, because I can't get up that rock myself. Verse 3, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. This week, finally, the rain has come, and so we have taken refuge. From the rain. This umbrella is a refuge. It protects us. I went to collect my mum, who is here. Hello, mum. In Holland, and I had to hide under a bus shelter because of all the rain. I took refuge under the bus shelter from all the rain. What, standing in a bus shelter? Well, I don't believe in bad luck, Paul, so we're okay, because we trust God. God will look after his people. But the rest of the summer, we've been putting on sunglasses and sun hats, taking refuge from the sun, haven't we? The beating down sun, and probably staying inside somewhere cool, out of the heat. In the terrible flood in Nepal this week, people took refuge, running up a high place. We take refuge in our homes, where we live. We feel safe in our homes. It's a place of refuge. And David says to God, you have been my refuge. Not you gave me a refuge, but God, you are my refuge. Which I have found amazing this week. And is a refuge against a foe. I'll I'll leave him there. No, that's not my foe picture. I don't know why I got that out. That's the wrong one. A foe is an enemy, a person who's against me. So he says, God, you've been a strong tower against a foe. I've been up in the tower. I've been safe from people who want to hurt me. It's somewhere the enemies can't get in. Carry me up a high rock where no one can reach me. David had enemies, and God has already kept him safe from them. And he's praying here, God, please keep making me safe. Lead me to the rock of safety. But he's asking even more in verse 4. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. He wants to be with God, be in the tent with God. In the Old Testament, God told his people to set up a magnificent tent because he would live with them, next door to them. David wants to be in the tent. He wants to be close to God. But the best way he says it is at the end of verse 4. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Think about a big bird, a mother bird or a father bird with big wings, and the chicks are underneath those wings. They're under the wings, they're safe, they can't be seen as easily, they're warm, they're close, they're protected. That's right. I want to hide where you protect me. So David calls in this prayer, David calls God his rock, his refuge, his tower. I want to be in your tent, God, with you. I want to be under your wings. God is strong. God gives protection so enemies can't hurt his people. He's like a high tower. He lives with his people. David asks, protect me closely under your wings. And in his prayer, he's not just... Could we have the heading? Have we got the heading? Yeah. Pray to God to be our refuge. He's not just saying, God, make me safe from bad enemies so that I can get on with what I want to do. He's praying more than that, isn't he? The safety he wants is to be with God. And I found that a challenge this week. Do I want that? Or do I just want God to make me safe so I can get on with what I want? You know, I want God to keep me safe from the people who get in the way of Joel's plans, and then Joel can do his life. Thank you, God. Well, no, David is teaching me to pray much more and to rely much more on God, that God would be the place I'm safe. He's not a place, he's a person, but being with him, that's my safety. That's what I want, or I should want. Can we have the next thing above, please? Here the first four verses. Let's hear the next one that shows all about how weak he is crying for help. My cry in verse 1, from the ends of the earth, I'm far away. My heart grows faint. I'm reading the words in red. In verse 3, you've been a refuge, a strong tower. Those are places for someone who's in danger. And the end of the very bottom of it, a refuge in the shelter. All of those words in the first half of the psalm saying, I need help, and I'm coming to you, God, and you are the way I will have that help I want. It's a very strong prayer. This is what the king prayed and sang. Now, Jesus, when he came as king, sometimes he felt far from God. There's a bubble person with the label Jesus on, but that's not how he felt when he used these prayers. He felt that he needed a refuge. And his father didn't keep him safe from all trouble, but God his father got him through all trouble. This is what Jesus people can pray. We can pray for. We might feel far from God. Is God really there? Or are we just all pretending to each other? It feels like that sometimes. Does he hear my prayers? Can I be safe from my foes, from enemies? people who cause trouble to believers, from Satan, from my sin. Can I be safe? God is a rock, a strong tower, a high place, a refuge. He welcomes us to be close to him like a bird under the bird's wings. Now, it doesn't mean we will never have pain. If our King Jesus had fear and pain, we can expect it too. But we know God is bigger than all these things. And my pain and my fear and my troubles are not the whole story. God is bigger. And he can be my refuge under his wings if I seek that. Maybe you're having a very difficult time in your life. You can't even concentrate to read things. You can't concentrate to make up your own prayer. Well, you can use Psalm 61. That can be a prayer. It's a short prayer. It takes about a minute to read. You can use that. Pray to God to be our refuge. And the next thing adds on to this, forever. Pray to God to be our refuge forever. So this is the second part of the psalm. I've put in red the top line there. It says forever. And then in the middle, increase the days. So make the days that he lives for go on with more and more days. For many generations. A generation is a level of a family. So you have parents and grandparents and children and grandchildren. Make that go on and on. More and more levels. Forever. And then the very bottom, day after day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What are the things you do every day? Hopefully we wake up, we drink something. Hopefully you see another person every day. But some things come to an end. That's a picture of a grave. R.I.P. means rest in peace. We're sad that Nancy has died. We won't see her again in this life. All things come to an end, it seems, but not life with God. Life with God doesn't come to an end. And God can be our refuge forever. We can have it now, and that's never going to go. You know, the batteries on your phones and on your computers, they die out, and eventually they become useless. And maybe the phone goes redundant, you have to get a new one. Well, you don't have to get a new one, but you get a new one because you upgrade or something like that. You don't need that with God. It's forever. It'll never stop. David's asking for life with God that will never stop. Again, on the board, see, forever. Increase the days, day after day after day after day. Many generations to go on and on and on. That he'll be enthroned in God's presence forever. That's a prayer for the king, isn't it? It's a prayer for the king. And it's something that we're praying for our, that David was praying. That prayer has now come true for Jesus, that he reigns forever and ever. So verse 6, it says, increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. That prayer has been answered for Jesus. He's been risen from the dead. He's no longer dead. He is king forever. David, in this prayer, Psalm 61, he trusts God and he prays for God's never-ending care. That's what God's king prayed and what God's king sang, King David. But he looked forward to a forever king. And Jesus prayed this prayer. He knew he would be with his Father forever. God took him out of death. And Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit that shows that he's enthroned in heaven. Because he sent the Holy Spirit, that means he must be the one enthroned in heaven to be able to do that. And we, if we are his people, we've begun that life with him that goes on forever. And death will not be the end for us. Like for Nancy, we trust it will just be like going to sleep and we will wake up and be with him. Well, I asked at the beginning, what do you think we should ask from God if we believe in Jesus? What sort of things can we ask him to do? Will he promise us success in all the things we ask? No. But here in Psalm 61, we see good things to pray. We go on the next screen. Next one again. Pray to God to be our refuge forever. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you teach us that we should ask you to be our refuge, that you are a safe refuge from enemies, that you are a safe refuge from enemies forever. Thank you that Jesus was like us. He understands what it's like to need refuge. Thank you that now he is king with you forever. Forgive us when we look for refuge in other things, or we just want you to give us help to carry on with all of our plans. Instead, we want to be with you forever. Amen.